East Coast Radio.
Can you believe it? It's almost the end of the year. It is so wild. And you know, what means for officers is that they start thinking of things to do. Questions like, are we going to be having a year-end function or are we going to be doing a team build? Now listen, year-end functions are all about glitz, glamour, dancing shoes, and maybe a little too much karaoke after a few drinks. But team building, that's where you're out in the sun, blindfolded, trusting your colleague to guide you through on an obstacle course, or even worse, falling backwards, hoping someone will actually catch you. I know that some workplaces don't even do either of these things, and some just stick to one tradition. If you have the choice, what would it be? A year-end party or a team building? And most importantly, why?
Hi there, Styles. It's Celeste from The Bluff. If I was now on the committee, I would certainly organize a year-end function and not a team build. Staff are tired. They want to party, they want to dance, eat, drink, and socialize rather than do all the team building gedintas. Team building for a lot of staff is actually quite awkward, doing some of the gladiantics and all the things that go with a team building. Whereas a year-end function allows us just to be comfortable and just to have fun. A lot of staff have worked very hard and it just makes everybody feel very optimistic, I think, for the following year. Thanks for a great show. Bye.
We have a couple of Facebook comments that have come through from Samantha Mara. She says neither. I'd split the cash that would have been used equally amongst everybody. And of course, Mark Anthony says team building because it encourages all to be involved. Flashy events just encourages gossip and waste of money that could feed poor people. Interesting.
Hey Styles, this is Debuho from Pietermaritzburg. So at our company, we won't be having anything at the end of this year due to budget constraints. But I think if I was on the planning committee, I'd be hosting like a team building. Then it will be followed up with an after party and braai with drinks or whatever, because I feel like they still go hand in hand, these two events.
Hi Styles, happy Tuesday. So my name is Valerie, I'm from Pietermaritzburg. I work by myself, so I don't really get in on all the planning for the year-end functions, but as a vocalist and MC and entertainer, I always get in with the music in that way. So whatever people are planning and wherever they're having it, whether it's an evening function or a lunch or a breakfast, I'm always there to help them with the entertainment side. So I get in on the fun, no matter what it is.
Greetings everyone, my name is Sizwe and I work for a corporate company. So my thoughts was every year we do a year function, but this year I thought of having a team build.
Good afternoon, Mr. Styles. Munashe here from Impangiri. I would rather go with a flashy end function because that's not boring at all. Team Connect? I mean, there's a lot of awkwardness that takes place when we're doing connecting and team building and stuff.
Styles, yeah, it's Mark, yeah, everybody's favorite, of course. Definitely year end function, eh? I work for a dynamic company, ONTAP, and Scott and his team. We've got 7 stores in the region, and we've got so much teamwork already, and we build each other up every day.
Hello, it's Joanne. Happy Tuesday. We actually gave our leaders the option to have a think about whether they want individual funds or have an all-in braai end of year function. And we had all 10 come back to say we'd love to all get together and have this year in function with all of our staff, which is about 180 of them. And one particular leader came back and said, no, she actually wants to take her guys team building.
This is East Coast Radio.